Started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your help in our lives. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for giving us victories. Blessed be your holy name. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the doors you have opened for us. Thank you for all the helps you have given to us. Thank you for doing wonders and miracles in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for subduing Satan under our feet. Thank you for subduing sicknesses and diseases under our feet. Thank you for subduing pain under our feet. Even the works of the devil, you have subdued under our feet. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives already. Thank you for great things you have done for us and for greater things you are going to do. Blessed be your holy name. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for difficult problems you have solved in our lives. And thank you for also using us to solve problems in the lives of others. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the strength and power you have given to us to do righteousness, to live the kind of life you want us to live, to serve you acceptably, and to please you with the whole of our heart. Thank you for the grace you have given us to do this. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. Thank you, Father. And we thank you because you will answer our prayers tonight. For we shall not pray in vain. We shall not seek you in vain. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you step into this place and have your way. Step into our midst and have your way and take your place. right now. In Jesus' name. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. And guide us and lead us by your Holy Spirit as we spend time in your presence right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs. And after that, we're going to pray with prayer point. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, we are grateful, oh Lord, hallelujah, oh Lord, you are born. Hallelujah, we are grateful. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory.
All
glory must be to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord. To Jesus, for He is worthy of our praise, worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to Himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. We are here today. We are here today. Father, we are here today. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here. We are here to seek your face. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So will this come. Holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God holy, for all things reign. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, holy, holy, praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He touched my life with His grace. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with His grace. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with His grace. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with His hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with His hands. And I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with His hands. My life changed. God, You're so good. God, You are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent. God, you're so good. God, you are so good. God, you are good. God, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know, because I know. Oh, he is my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, beautiful King. Excellent God, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow. We bow before your throne. We worship. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain power. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain fire, let it rain. Lord Jesus, open the flood gates of heaven, let it rain. Let it rain dominion. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain your glory. Let it rain. right now. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it drip. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are family. We are one. We are one. We are heads of the Father. We are heads of the Father. We are joint hands. We are joint hands with Jesus, with the Son. Amen. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name among us. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. In all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed is heart provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me, morning by morning. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All we have needed, all we have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us. Begin to worship and bless his name. Worship him from a grateful heart. Praise him from a grateful heart. Praise the King of glory. Praise the Lord of hosts. Praise the Almighty God. Praise the King of the universe, the creator of time, the controller of time in seasons, the all-sufficient God, and the self-sufficient God, the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts. Worship him for who he is. He cannot change. He cannot fail. He cannot falter. He cannot lie. He cannot die. He cannot be dethroned. He does not lose in battles. He always wins in battles. Worship him. He is not a deceiver. He is a faithful God. He is not a liar. He is the only true God. He is not dead. He is eternal life. Personified. Worship him for who he is. He is before all things. And he's the one holding all things together. He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battles. He is too strong to be broken. Too strong to be defeated. He is too strong to not fulfill his prophecy. He is too strong to not fulfill his promises. worshiping for who he is. He's too high to be brought down. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Lord. Only him can change things that appear unchangeable. Only him can reverse things that appear irreversible. Only him can make impossible things possible. Only him. Worship him for we him. Only him can speak and his words will come to pass. Only him can do that. We worship you, most excellent God. Most merciful God, most holy God, and the most high God. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Who is like unto thee? Who is like unto thee? Among the gods, who is like thee? For you are glorious in holiness, and you are fearful in praises, and you do great and shocking wonders. We praise you, Father. I believe you're praising him. Not because I'm telling you to do that, but because you want to do that. Because you know him, praise him according to your knowledge of him. Praise him according to how much you know him. How much you have known him. Praise him according to what you know him to be. Praise him according to what you know him. What you know he does. Praise him from the depth of your heart. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We lift you up forever because you are already highly exalted. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray thanksgiving prayers as we normally do. You can say, thank you, Father. For your help and blessings that has filled up my life. Hopefully your mother begin to pray like that. Say, thank you, Father, for your help and blessings that have filled up my life. I have more than enough help, more than enough blessings. Thank you for that. Thank you for filling up my life with your help. Thank you for filling up my life with your blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. When I look at my front, all I see is your help and blessings. When I look behind me, beside me, on the right and on the left. All I saw was your help and blessings. Thank you, Father, for you have filled my life with help, with blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. But I said before, when you are thanking God, stop trying to think if he deserves the thanksgiving. Stop thinking of whether he deserves the thanksgiving or not. Yeah, stop thinking about what he has not yet done in your life. In fact, you thinking that way makes you defiled in his presence. If you start to think about whether you should give him thanks or not, you become disqualified in his presence. He will push you out of his presence. You may still be here praying with us, but he would already push you out of his presence in the realm of the spirit. Yeah. So thank him for real, not because I'm telling you to thank him. Thank him because you are grateful. Yeah, so you're going to still thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for you have crowned me with glory and honor. Say, thank you, Father, for you have crowned me with glory and honor. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, because you have crowned me with glory and honor. And you have taken away shame from my life. You have taken away reproach from my life. You have taken away disgrace from my life. You have put upon me a crown of glory, a crown of honor. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Are you thanking him? Begin to thank him. In the book of Psalms, chapter 8, it says, you have crowned me with glory and honor. Continue to thank him. You may not see the crown with your physical eyes, but that crown is there. It's right there. Say, thank you, Father, for you have crowned me with glory and honor. You have taken away shame from my life. You have taken away reproach from my life. Thank you, Father. You have taken away disgrace from my life. Thank you, Father. You have made my life better than the way it was before. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. We're going to say, thank you, Lord, for blessing me with good and perfect health. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for blessing me with good and perfect health. Good and perfect health. Thank you for healing me, even when I didn't know you were healing me. Thank you for your healing power that is working in me, working in my body and soul and spirit. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for giving me good health. Thank you for giving me perfect health. Thank you, Jesus. You have given me health that drugs cannot give. Health that medical treatment cannot give. You have given me health that nothing in this world, in this earth can give. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are sitting to thank him. We're going to say thank you, Lord, for your strong protection upon my life, upon my siblings, my parents, my family members, my children, my grandchildren, my spouse. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. If you are not grateful to God for keeping you protecting, you are a fool. A big fool. Yeah, because what is the gain in all the money you are saving if you won't have a long life to even spend the money? What is the gain of everything you're trying to achieve or possess or become if there is no long life to experience all those things? So begin to thank him for his protection upon your life. What is the good if you have a great destiny? What is the good in that? If you have a great calling, a great future, what is the good in that if your life is cut short? If you can't, if you are not living long, or you can't live long. Yeah, but here is the mercy of God upon your life. Why not thank him for that mercy? The mercy of God that has protected you up to now. The mercy of God that has preserved you up to now. Do you think it is normal for you to sleep and wake up? Do you know how many angels that are working so hard to make sure that you sleep and wake up? Yeah, and you think it's just normal. It's not normal. Thank God for keeping you protected. Thank God. Thank you, Father, for your strong protection upon my life, upon my family members, my relatives, upon everyone in my house, everyone in my household. Thank you for your strong protection upon all of us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. I want you to still thank him. And we say, thank you, Father, for a glorious and beautiful future you have prepared for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for a glorious and beautiful future you have prepared for me. Thank you, Lord, because my life is not a mistake here on earth. You have sent me into the earth for a great purpose. You have created me and have positioned me in the earth at this time for a great purpose. And thank you because that purpose shall be fulfilled. That purpose shall be achieved. That purpose shall be accomplished. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You have to begin to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, because you have enforced peace to prevail in my life and environment. You have enforced your peace to prevail in my life and environment. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. There are places now that they don't have peace in those places. Yeah, but in your own environment, there is peace. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. There are places where all kinds of killings are going on. All kinds of terror, wars, crimes, bloodstains. But in your home place, none of that is going on. There are places where all kinds of robbery are going on. Kidnappings and very bad things. But right there where you are, none of those things are happening. So thank you, Father, for enforcing your peace to prevail in my life and in my environment. Thank you, Father. Thank you for surrounding me with peace. Thank you for surrounding my heart, my mind with peace. Thank you for surrounding my house, my building, my compound, my environment with peace. Thank you for surrounding the apartment in the building I live with peace. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to be praying with other prayer points. We are done with the Thanksgiving prayer points. We're going to look at a scripture, but before we look at that scripture, I want you to pray for mercy. You're going to say, Father, be merciful upon me, be merciful unto me, and forgive my sins and visit my life and change my life. Open your mouth and pray for mercy. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, be merciful unto me and visit my life. Be merciful unto me and forgive my sins. And then visit my life and change my life. Yeah, that's how you need to pray that prayer. Say, Lord, have mercy upon me and forgive my sins and visit my life and change my life. In the name of Jesus. Continue to talk to him like that from your heart and with your voice. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. And forgive my sins. Forgive my sins. Right now in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive my sins. And visit me. Visit every area of my life. Visit every aspect of my life. And change my life. Change my life. In the name of Jesus. Change my life. In the name of Jesus. Change my life into what you created it to be. Change my life into what you created it to be. Change me, change my life into what you want it to be. In the name of Jesus, transform my life into the person you want me to be. Transform my life into the person you have destined me to be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. May the Lord show you mercy in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So you're going to open your Bibles to Isaiah. Isaiah 52. The book of Isaiah 52. We're going to look at some few verses. Awake, awake, put on thy strength. I'm reading from verse 1, Isaiah 52. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Hallelujah. Yeah, the word of God says, awake, that's the first thing. Wake up. Wake up. Yeah. So you're going to pray that the fire of the Holy Ghost will wake you up where you are asleep or spiritually dead. Yeah, you can be spiritually asleep and you can be spiritually dead. Yeah, so you're going to pray that the fire of the Holy Ghost will wake you up. Now, one thing about the spiritual realms is that you can be alive in some spiritual things and be dead in the other ones. That is how complex our spirits are. You can be very much alive in some realms in those kingdoms, and also be dead, completely dead in other realms in God's kingdom. And then you might just be completely dead in all the realms. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, wake me home from every spiritual slumber, every spiritual sleep, every spiritual slumber, and from every spiritual dream. The fire of the Holy Ghost, wake me up right now." Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, wake me up from every spiritual slumber, wake me up from every spiritual sleep, wake me up from every spiritual death that is going on in my life. Wake me up right now. Every spiritual sleep, spiritual slumber, spiritual death going on in my life, going on in my walk with God, going on in my relationship with God, going on in my connection with God, in my spiritual connection with God. Every slumber, every deadness, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now. In the name of Jesus, remove them now. Every part of my spirit that is dead towards God, towards heaven, fire of the Holy Ghost, wake them up now. Revive them now. Revive them now. Wake them up. Wake them up. Every part of my spirit, every part of my soul, every part of my mind that is dead unto God, dead unto heaven, dead unto the realms of God, fire of the Holy Ghost, wake them up right now. Revive every part of me that is spiritually dead, spiritually asleep. Revive every part of me now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray to leave and to wake up in the spirit, in your spirit. You have to die to earthly things. Yeah, you can't have both heavenly things and earthly things at the same time. You have to choose one. You can't have light and darkness at the same time. You have to choose one. Yeah, so to live in the spirit is to die in your flesh. To die to your flesh is to live in the spirit. There is no other shortcut. Yeah, if anyone is telling you of any shortcut, run away from that place. To live unto God is to die to yourself, to die to the cravings, the sinful cravings in your body, in your flesh. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let my flesh die so that I can live unto God. I can be alive unto God as a spirit being. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let my flesh die right now so that I can live unto God as a spirit being, not as a human being, but as a spirit being. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, right now, my flesh die and remain dead for me to come alive unto God, for me to become alive unto God as a spirit being, as a son of God, as a child of God, in the name of Jesus. Let my flesh receive death right now. Let my flesh receive death right now. And let me come alive to God as a spirit being. Let me become awakened to touch God, to know God as a spirit being right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to see the control that my flesh have over my life is now destroyed, is now broken. The control of flesh over my life and destiny is over right now. In the name of Jesus, the control of flesh, of my human nature, that's the same thing as flesh. The control of my human nature, the control of my Adamic nature over my life, over my thoughts, my thinking, is now over. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. The strength that my flesh, my human nature have over my life and destiny is now destroyed, is now broken. And I rise now as a spirit being to know my God as He is. I rise now as a spirit being to connect with my God, who is also a spirit. In the name of Jesus, I come out of this cell of the flesh. I come out of this cage of my flesh. I come out of this limitation of my flesh. And now I rise to touch God, to embrace God, to join with God forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are freed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're still praying. As I said, for you to wake up as a spirit, you as a flame must die. Then you as a spirit will rise. That is the law. Yeah, you as a flame must die. Yeah, you as a human nature must die for you as a spirit to rise. Now, this is not suicide. Yeah, this is not a physical phenomenon. Yeah, it's not you trying to take poison to kill yourself. This is a spiritual warfare, and then there's a battle between you as a flesh, as a human being, and you as a divine being, as a divine creature. So as you're hearing me right now, you are both a human being and a divine being. Now the you that is a human being must bow to the you that is a divine being. And how it's going to bow is that it must die. So this means that the nature that makes you human must die for the nature that for your spiritual nature or divine nature to rise. So that human nature must die for your divine nature to rise. So until that one dies, your divine nature cannot rise. Yeah, and as I said, you're not going to kill that nature physically. If that nature can be killed physically, there's no need for Jesus to come and die on the cross. The human nature cannot be killed by physical means. Yeah, the human, even if you take poison, it doesn't kill the human nature. The person just goes to, anyone that kill himself will go to hell. Yeah, because that cannot kill the human nature. So the human nature cannot die by physical means. That nature can only die by spiritual means. Yeah, by what Jesus did on the cross. That is what can kill the human nature. Not a gunshot. Not a physical poison. Yeah, but the problem with Christians is, I don't know, so-called Christians, is that they are not allowing what Jesus did on the cross to kill their human nature so that their divine nature can rise. They love the human nature. They don't want the human nature to die. They want to continue to live according to the dictate of their human nature. So they don't want Jesus to kill that nature. Yeah, because whether you agree with me or not, Your human nature cannot please God. That is why you don't teach a child to start to lie before the child starts telling lies. You don't teach a child to start to steal before the child starts to steal. So that tells you that the human nature from birth is against God. You don't teach a child to start to get hungry before that child starts to manifest hunger. So that confirms, we already have proof that confirms to us that the human nature from birth is against God and is against the righteousness of God. Yeah. So, and Jesus came to destroy that nature. But people don't want that nature destroyed. They are falling in love with that nature. And that is where the problem is. So my question to you is that, do you really want your human nature to be destroyed by Jesus so that your divine nature can rise? Do you still love your human nature? Or do you hate it? Yeah, so you're going to pray. So we can't talk about revival without making mention, you know, without talking about the death of the human nature. There's no revival until your human nature dies. Yeah, until your flesh dies, which is the same, the human nature, the flesh. Yeah, until it dies, there's no revival. There can never be a revival. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I hand over myself to you. Put my human nature to death for my divine personality to rise. I'm going to take the prayer point again. I'm going to raise up your right hand. I'm going to say, Lord Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Put my human nature, my flesh, to death, so that my divine nature can rise, so that my divine personality can rise. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray. This is a very important and very serious prayer. Say, I surrender myself to you, Jesus. I hand over my spirit, soul, and body to you. Put to death the human nature, the flesh, the Adamic nature that is in me. And raise up the divine nature that I am. Lift up the divine being that I am. Raise up the divine personality that I am. Let the Adamic nature be dead, and let my divine personality rise and live forever in the name of Jesus. Only you can put the flesh to death. Therefore, I hand over myself to you. Put my flesh to death and make my spirit being arise and live forever in glory with you. In the name of Jesus, do this operation in my life right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray I want you to know that God works with your choice. God works with your choice, with your decision. And that is why He gave you free will. So which means that there is nothing, there is no change God will do in your life if you don't want it. Yeah, there is nothing God will do in your life if you don't want it. Or as I'm saying, whatever God will do in your life is what you choose. Is what you choose that you want. So if you don't choose the change, you will not experience the change. You have to choose. Yeah, you have to choose. So in as much as Jesus has the power to put your human nature to them, you have to demonstrate. You have to show heaven the sign that you want the human nature dead. Yeah, you have to also begin to show that sign that you don't want to live a life that is under the control of your flesh anymore. That you want to live a life that is completely under the control of the Holy Spirit. So you have to demonstrate your choice. And how do we demonstrate the choice? Is by being intentional, being conscious of of dying to self, to flesh. That is, you must consciously and intentionally deny yourself, crucify yourself, then God will now help you to do the rest. So you also must begin to deny yourself of the things yourself, your body, your human nature, or your humanity is craving for that is not of God. You must begin to deny yourself. You must begin to crucify yourself. You must begin to die to yourself, to your flesh, by not giving yourself what yourself is craving for. That is how you die to yourself, by not giving yourself what yourself is craving for. It's more like you are starving it to death. Especially those things that you know is against the will of God, that yourself, your flesh is craving for. You start to starve yourself of those things. You start to deny yourself of those things. So it is when God sees that you are doing that, then God will now help you to finish the rest of the process. But if God doesn't see that you are so conscious and intentional and deliberate about dying to yourself, God also will not do anything. Yeah, He will not heal the flesh for you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. I receive fire in my soul to consciously and deliberately crucify myself, my flesh, at all times. You're going to say, I receive fire in my soul to consciously and deliberately crucify my flesh, myself at all times, for my spirit being to live, to rise and live. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I receive fire in my soul to consciously, intentionally, and deliberately crucify myself, my flesh, at all times, so that my spirit being, my divine being, can arise and live towards God and live unto God and connect with God in the name of Jesus, so that my divine personality can rise and live and connect with God. In the name of Jesus, I receive fire in my spirit. I receive fire in my soul to consciously deny myself, to deliberately deny myself, to persistently deny myself for my spiritual personality, for my spirit being to rise and live unto God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Your divine nature is a spirit. Your divine being or your divine nature is a spirit. And that is who you really are. Let me read for you. We're still coming back to Isaiah 52. Let's look at this very common verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. A new creature. So this new creature mentioned here is a spirit. So the question is, are you in Christ? If your answer is yes, then you are a new creature, and that new creature is a spirit being, is not a human being. I don't know if you understand. It says old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Yeah, you are a new creature, a divine creature. You are a spirit. Yeah. So your humanity is an advantage for you to change this world, to save souls. Yeah. So this humanity that we have is only an advantage. It's not who we are. Yeah, we are not human beings. We are spirit beings created in Christ Jesus. We are new creature in Christ Jesus, different from who was born by our parents. I mean, the you that was born by your parents is not the you that you are in Christ Jesus. It's two different beings and opposite beings. Yeah, let me repeat again. The you that was born by your parents is not the you that is in Christ Jesus. The you that is in Christ Jesus is a completely different creature from the you that was born by your parents. Yeah. If you don't get it now, you may not get it again. So you have to get it now, and you have to agree now. Yeah, because this is the foundation of your victory in the spiritual realm. If you don't accept this now, you can't win Satan, and you can't win the dark kingdom. Yeah. So, yeah. So this new creature that is in Christ Jesus is your real identity. Now, the humanity that you still have, like that is this human body, and all the emotions and the feelings that goes through this human our human life, is just an advantage for us to do great exploits for God on earth. It is not for you to accept as your identity. So you are not to accept your humanity as your identity. Your identity is a spirit being and not a human being. But your humanity is an advantage for you to win souls into heaven. For you to show all men how we are supposed to live our lives. It's an advantage for you to show the world how God wants everyone to live. Yeah, because you have to manifest your divinity through this your humanity. So we manifest the divinity through humanity to show people the way God intended that we should live. Yeah. I hope you are getting it. Yeah. Because I want you to get it. That is why I'm taking time. Yeah. So we manifest divinity through our humanity to show the world the example of how God intended that man would live on earth from the beginning. Yeah, to show the world the life that is in God's kingdom, the culture that is in God's kingdom, Yeah, the lifestyle that is in God's kingdom. So we that lifestyle through our humanity. Yeah. So the fact that we still feel the human nature, we still have this human body, doesn't mean that we are human creatures. We are not carnal creatures. We are spirit beings. The earlier you get it, the better for you. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, make my spiritual personality dominate my human personality. You can say, fire of the Holy Ghost, make my divinity rule over my humanity from this day onwards. In other words, I say, fire of the Holy Ghost, subdue my humanity under my divinity. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. This is the house that covers the fire of the Holy Ghost. Subdue my humanity under my divinity. Let my humanity fall under the control and dominion of my divinity. For who I am is a divine creature. Who I am in Christ is a divine being. Therefore, let my human personality forever be under the dominion and control of my divine personality. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, subdue my humanity under the control and dominion of my divinity from this day onwards. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I refuse to identify with my humanity. I choose to identify only with my divinity, for that is who I am. In the name of Jesus, I shall only use my humanity to serve God's purpose on earth. I shall not identify with it, because that is not who I am. In the name of Jesus, begin to speak like that. Say, from today, I shall only use my humanity to win souls into God's kingdom, to do exploits for God, to serve God, and to serve God's purpose. I shall not identify with my humanity. I shall not live by the control of my human life and human nature. In the name of Jesus. But my human life shall serve my divine personality in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. So now let's go back to that Isaiah 52. Isaiah 52. Verse 1. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Now, this strength is not in the physical realm. This strength that the Word of God is saying we should put on is not in the physical realm. It is in the realm of God. It is in the spiritual realm. Put on thy strength. So you have a strength. You have a power. You just have not put it on. Yeah. You have a strength in God. There is a strength in God that is for you. There is a power in God that is for you, specifically for you. Because God knows that you need that strength to accomplish a law here on earth. God knows that there is a battle to win here on earth. He knows that there is success to gain. He knows that there is prosperity to achieve. And he knows that you need strength to get these things. And that strength is in Jesus waiting for you. Will you put it on? Are you going to put it on? You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I put on my strength that is in Jesus. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I put on my strength that is in Christ Jesus. And by that strength, I shall win all battles. By that strength, I shall overcome all darkness. I shall break all limitations. I shall possess my possessions. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I put on my strength that is in Jesus. My strength, my power, my authority that is in Jesus, I put it on right now. I put it on right now like a cloak. I put it on right now like a garment. I put it on right now. My strength that is in Jesus, my power that is in Jesus, my dominion that is in Jesus, my authority that is in Jesus, I put it on right now. I put it on right now. The grace that is in Jesus, that is meant for me, the gifts that are in Jesus, that are meant for me, I put them on right now. And by this strength, I shall conquer all battles. By this strength, I shall conquer Satan. I shall conquer powers of darkness. I shall conquer forces of hell. I shall possess my possessions. I shall break all limitations by this strength that is mine in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I put on the strength now. Now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, some Christians are making great mistakes because they are waiting for God to do something for them, whereas God is waiting for them to do something about the situation they found themselves. While they were waiting for God to do something, God was waiting for them to do something. Yeah, because God already gave them the strength. He already gave them the power, the authority, and is waiting for them to use it. But they are saying, God, you can see I'm suffering right here. God, you can see I'm in pain right here. God, you can see I'm very poor. I have nothing. I'm suffering. God, you can see I'm lacking this. I'm lacking that. God, you can see I'm being oppressed by demons. God, you can see I'm so sick right now. God, please do something. And then God is saying, you do something. But I've given you the strength. I've given you the horn, the authority to do something. Yeah. So this is how many Christians are. Yeah. Because God is waiting for them to do something so that he can do his own part. But they were doing nothing. I pray that you will not be doing nothing when you're supposed to do something. In the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, by my strength and power and authority in Christ Jesus, I command destruction to fall upon all forces of darkness blocking my life and destiny from moving forward. You're going to see by my strength, by my authority, by my power in Christ Jesus, I command destruction to fall upon all forces of darkness, blocking my life, calling and destiny from moving forward. Right now, open your mouth and pray to God. Continue to pray. Begin to use that strength. Begin to use that power. Begin to use that power. Begin to use that power. Continue to pray like that. Gajatastana delegereste devala. By my strength, by my power, by my dominion, by my authority that is in Jesus, I release destruction upon all forces and agents of darkness that is blocking my progress, blocking my success, blocking my greatness, blocking my promotion, my elevation. Let destruction consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Let destruction fall upon them. Forces of darkness, creatures of darkness, agents of darkness, stopping my moving forward, stopping my success, stopping my progress, stopping my excellence, stopping my prosperity. Let destruction from heaven consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, there are some Christians that would say, they would tell me that they have used the authority that is in Christ Jesus, and yet nothing happened. Yeah, they would say they have used the power that they have in Jesus. They have cast out devils, but nothing happened. They have commanded that something should happen, but yet nothing happened. Now, how are they sure? How sure are they that nothing happened? That is my first question to such Christians. Yeah, how sure are you that nothing happened? Yeah, before you say nothing happened, you have to be sure before you open your mouth and say, after I prayed, nothing happened. Yeah, before you open your mouth to say that, you need to be sure first. Otherwise, you'll be insulting the Holy Spirit, and you may be sinning against the Holy Spirit by saying, I prayed, nothing happened. How sure are you that nothing happened? Yeah, do you know why many of them will say nothing happened? Yeah, because they are following their physical eyes. They are following their human nature, their human senses, their humanity. So they want to use their humanity to comprehend the things of divinity, the operations of divinity. Yeah, so the trying to use the human senses to confirm whether something has happened or not. How can you use your brain to confirm a spiritual operation? Yeah, can your brain review what is in the spirit to you? Yeah, your human brain cannot review what is in the spirit, in what happens in the spirit to you, what happened in the spiritual realm. Your human senses cannot review them. Your brain cannot review them. Your human wisdom cannot review them. Then why are you using the human senses to verify spiritual operation? I don't know if I'm getting my point. Well, how can you even say nothing happened after you pray? How can you say that? How sure are you? What is the instrument you are using to measure that? I don't know if you understand. Yeah, what is the yardstick? What are the criteria you are using to determine whether something happened after you prayed or not? Yeah, and if you ask those Christians that say they prayed and nothing happened, what they will tell you is that I can't see any changes or I can't feel anything. They're trying to use the human, they're trying to use their humanity to verify spiritual operations. Yeah, they want to feel. Yeah, how can you use your human feelings to confirm a spiritual operation? It doesn't work like that. What is carnal? Your human nature and feelings, they are carnal. You can't use it to confirm and verify spiritual realities. Yeah, so they would say, I can't see anything, I can't feel anything. Everything just look the same. How sure are you that everything is the same? So my point is that before you say nothing happened, let it be that you check with your spirit being, with your divinity, your divine personality. Let it be that it is after you have checked with your divine nature, with your divine personality, with your spirit being. Let it be that it is after you have checked with your spirit that you are saying nothing happened. Yeah. But if you're expecting, I'm expecting everywhere to start to shake, then that is when I would agree that something has happened. Well, you are going to wait forever. Yeah, because God is not going to listen to man. I mean, God is not going to follow the dictates of your human wisdom. Yeah, God is not going, you're not going to tell God how to answer your prayer. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray that that you will be wise to not be the enemy of the same power that you have in Jesus. That God will give you wisdom so that you yourself will not be the one working against the authority and the power that you have in Jesus. So you're going to say, Father, fill me with wisdom, so that I will not be my own enemy, so that I will not be the one limiting the power that you have given me in Christ Jesus, the authority that you have given me in Christ Jesus. Fill me with wisdom so that I will not be the one stopping the effectiveness of that power. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Father, fill me with wisdom. Fill me with wisdom. So that I will not be my own enemy. So that I will not be an instrument of limitation for my own life. So that I will not be the one limiting the efficacy of the strength and authority you have given to me in Christ Jesus. So that I will not be the one limiting the potency of the strength and power and authority you have given to me in Christ Jesus. Help me to be wise. Help me to stop looking at the flesh for spiritual confirmation. Help me to stop looking at the physical realm for spiritual confirmation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. There are some people that they want God to move in a certain way. Yeah, so if they don't see God move in that way, they will not believe that God have moved and that God have answered their prayers. Yeah, there are some people, I will tell them that God have answered your prayer, and then they will feel like, I don't feel anything. I didn't fall down. I thought as you prayed for me, I should fall on the ground and start to roll on the ground. Yeah, or they were looking for some sign. I don't know the sign they are looking for. Yeah, but I have confirmed in my spirit that God have answered their prayers. But yet they are finding it difficult to accept. You know why? Because they are not wise. Yeah. They are not wise. I pray that you will be wise in Jesus' name. Yeah, I pray that you will stop deceiving your own self and stop limiting your own self. Yeah, because of your unbelief and because of your carnal mindedness. In Jesus' name. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make my spiritual personality, my spirit being, and the spirit realm to become more real to me than my human personality and the physical realm. Yeah, I mean to say, Holy Spirit, make my spirit being, my spiritual personality, my divinity, and the spiritual realms to become more real to me than my human personality and this physical realm. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every time Christians keep making that mistake, pray. You should not make the mistake of exalting your human senses, human feelings above spiritual realities, and then trying to use your human personality to judge spiritual realities or to confirm spiritual realities. It is wrong. The Holy Spirit, make my spiritual personality and the spiritual realms to become more real to me than my human personality and the physical realm. In the name of Jesus, help me to embrace spiritual life, spiritual lifestyle, spiritual reality above the physical life, the human life, and the physical reality. Help me to embrace the invisible things above the visible things. Help me to exalt the invisible things above the visible things. Help me to use the invisible things to judge the visible things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Yeah, I know that some of you may not understand some of the things I've been talking about. Yeah. But if you go over this prayer session again and again and again, you will understand. If you continue to listen to it again and again, the Holy Spirit will make you to understand. Yeah. So we're going to continue. Let us look at that same Isaiah 52. Verse 1. Awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garment, O Jerusalem. the holy city. I have said it earlier that this strength that the Bible says we should put on is in the Spirit. And then these beautiful garments, they are also in the Spirit. In the Spirit. Yeah, so these beautiful garments, what do they symbolize? They symbolize glory. They symbolize honor. And they symbolize victory. So you're going to pray. There is glory waiting for you in Christ Jesus. There is honor waiting for you in Christ Jesus. There is victory waiting for you in Christ Jesus. All you need is to put them on. Put them on. Put them on. You already have them. Just put them on. That is it. We don't need to be calculating how will God solve this problem. How will this blessing come? How will this prayer be answered? You don't need to bother yourself. Just put on the garment. That is all. Put on the garment and see the wonder. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I put on the garment of glory that is mine in Christ Jesus. I put on the garment of honor that is mine in Christ Jesus. I put on the garment of victory that is mine in Christ Jesus. I put on the garment of dominion that is mine in Christ Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to put them on. Begin to put them on. These are beautiful garments and powerful garments. Begin to put them on. In the name of Jesus, I put on the garment of glory. I put on the garment of power, the garment of honor, the garment of victory, the garment of dominion. I put them on. Right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus, all the beautiful garments that Jesus has prepared for me, I put them on now. In the name of Jesus, I put them on. I put them on. I put them on. Garments of authority. Garments of dominion. Garments of power. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. I put them on right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray 6 more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. the way you pray and the kind of mind you used to pray would be having the result of your prayers. I have said it here before that as Christians, you don't pray with the mind of trying to win. You don't pray with the mind of you trying to conquer. You trying to overcome. You pray with the mind of someone that have already won. Someone that have already conquered. Someone that have already overcome. And that is how you will now conquer. Yeah, so when you are praying with the mind of someone that is trying to win, you are insulting what Jesus has already done for you. Yeah, you are insulting the grace of God. Yeah, so this garment we have prayed for, how to activate them, that is what I'm describing to you now, or explaining to you now. How to activate them is by seeing yourself in them already. See yourself in victory already. See yourself in dominion already. Not that you are seeing yourself as you're about to get dominion. You're about to get victory. No. You see yourself as one who is already in dominion, in victory, in honor, in glory. And then you start to enforce what you already have upon situation. What you know that you already have in Jesus, then you now start to enforce it on every situation. So let's say you're praying for someone that is sick. You're not supposed to pray with the mind of, I'm trying to get this person healed. Yeah, you have to pray with the mind that, I have all the power to heal this person. Yeah, and now I release that power now to heal this person. Yeah, so even if the person seems, even if it seems like the person is not noticing changes in his health condition, continue to enforce that dominion and victory and authority that you already have, and that you know that is enough to heal any sickness. So you continue to enforce it. Yeah, let's say you pray for the person today, go back tomorrow and pray for the person again, and then go back again, and then go back again. Yeah, in other words, you are telling Satan that what I have is enough to fix this. Yeah, and I will continue to use it because it will fix in. And I don't even care how long it may take. So when the demons see that desperation and that confidence, they will run. Because now they have now accepted or agreed that now you know who you are in Christ Jesus. But demons will not listen to you when you have not really demonstrated that you know who you are and you know what you have in Christ Jesus. If you have not demonstrated it, with boldness and persistence, they will not respect your authority. But when they see that you are bold, confident, persistent, and you're not going to stop exercising your authority, they will bow. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from this day onward, I shall function with the mindset, or with the same mindset that is in Jesus, with the same mindset of dominion, with the same mindset of victory that is in Jesus. I shall function with such mind. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, from this day onward, I shall function. I shall live. I shall function. I shall operate with the same mind that is in Jesus. With the same mind of dominion, the same mind of authority, the same mind of power, the same mind of victory in the name of Jesus. I shall operate with that mind in the name of Jesus. When I face battles, I shall face battles with the mind that says, I have conquered already. I shall face battles with the mind of Christ that says, I have conquered already. When I face negative situations, I shall face them with the mind of Christ that says, I have overcome already. When I face sicknesses and diseases, I shall face them with the mind of Christ that says, I have all the power to drive away all sicknesses and diseases. I receive the same mind that is in Jesus. I receive the same mind right now. The same mind of dominion right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, every time I use that mind of Jesus to fight, the demons, they get very angry. You know why? Because they know I will win. Yeah, they know I have to win. Yeah, they know I will win. Yeah. Yeah, and how do I know that? They get very angry. I know that because that is when they increase their attacks. Yeah, and when they increase their attacks, I will just laugh. Yeah, because I know that they're hungry. Yeah, and I will just continue to fight with the same mind. And eventually, they will lose. Yeah, so Jesus has conquered all darkness, and that is the mind that you have to use in spiritual warfare. The mind that tells you that Jesus has conquered all witchcraft, principalities, devils, sickness, and whatever, and all the works of darkness. Yeah, that is the mind that you have to use to win. If you use another mind that says, let me pray hard so I can win, you may not win. Because your mind must be that I have won, not that I want to win. Yeah, your mind, the mind of Christ is that you have won. And then you try to, with that mind, you start to tell the devil, get out. I have won. Yeah. And get out. You have lost. Yeah. That is how you face them. Yeah. Surrender. Because you have been defeated. So that is the mind. Surrender. Bow. Get out. You have lost. Not that you're trying to fight them, not that you're trying to win them. You're telling them that you don't belong here, get out. You have lost the battle. You are weak. Leave or you die. Surrender or you die. So that is the mind. But if you're saying, please go away, or you're saying, go, and in your mind is like you are saying it, and then you are afraid because you feel like they still have power over you. Then you will lose, or you may lose. So I want you to pray that prayer again. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God transform my mind into the same mind that Jesus have. You're going to say, let the power of God transform my mind into the same mind that Jesus has in spiritual warfare. The same mind that Jesus used in spiritual warfare. Let the power of God change my mind into that mind. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. 제때 하시사 카바샤나다가라. Let the power of God transform my mind into the same mind that Jesus have in spiritual warfare, or for spiritual warfare. The same mind that Jesus used in spiritual warfare. Let the power of God transform my mind right now into such mind. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Now, if you look at the same Isaiah 52, it says, for henceforth, verse 1, for henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Yeah, you know what that means? It's talking about invasion. You know how the enemy invade. Yeah, so when it says, for henceforth there shall no more come into thee, that is, no one shall invade you. You know when armies invade another country? Yeah. There shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. So that is, Gentile nations, they are the uncircumcised, the unbelievers, the sinners. And in this case, in our case, right now, we are talking about the forces of darkness, devils, powers of hell. So it says, for henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Yeah, those forces of darkness, devils, powers of hell, they shall no more be able to invade. They will not even be able to help her, let alone conquer. Hallelujah. That is what the Word of God says. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, establish me in the greatness of God's power and victory, that such that my life becomes impenetrable by the powers and forces of hell. The Holy Spirit, established me in the greatness of God's power and victory, such that my life becomes impenetrable by forces and powers of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The kingdoms of darkness, they have fear also. In fact, they fear more than you fear. So when they see what is greater than them, they will run for their lives. So Holy Spirit, establish me. Establish my spirit, soul, and body in the greatness of God's power. Establish me in the greatness of God's victory. such that my life, my destiny, my calling, my future become impenetrable by forces of hell, by powers of darkness, in the name of Jesus, such that no darkness will be so bold enough to come close to me, to enter into my life. In the name of Jesus, establish me now. Establish me now, thank you, Lord, in the greatness of God's power. Establish me now in the greatness of God's victory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Yeah, because the realm of God have conquered all, have defeated all. Yeah, that is why that verse started by saying, wake up, put on your strength, put on your beautiful garment. Yeah, that is, put on everything that is yours in God. For all these things have conquered the world. All these things that is in Jesus have conquered the world. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, establish me in the realm of God, where there is absolute victory and dominion over sin, Satan, sicknesses, diseases, powers and devils of darkness. Establish me in the realm of God where there is total, where there is complete, total dominion, total victory, complete victory, complete dominion over all darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, establish me in that realm right now in the name of Jesus. Establish my life, my calling, my destiny in the realm of God, where there is complete dominion, complete victory over sin, over Satan, over sicknesses and diseases, over the powers of hell, over principalities, over all devils, over all kingdoms of darkness. Establish me in the realm of God, where there is total victory, total dominion over all realms of darkness. Holy Spirit, establish me now. Establish me now. Establish me now, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Now, as a Christian, darkness, they're not supposed to enter into your life. Now, they may show up around you, but they are not supposed to enter in. Yeah, when once they enter in, it shows that they have conquered you. Yeah, they can hang around and start to fight, and then you also fight them back. Yeah, but once they enter in, it means they have conquered. Yeah, it means that they have conquered you. Yeah, so they must not be able to enter. Yeah, they must not. They must not. Your soul must be heavily guarded. Your spirit must be heavily guarded and fortified. Yeah. So we're going to pray. How has Satan been able to enter many Christians? It's because they gave him room. They gave him room. If you give him room, he will enter. Yeah, but if you don't give him room, you will not be able to enter. I pray you will not give the enemy room in your heart, in your soul. Because once you give him room, you are gone. They have won. And just a little fear is a room. A little doubt is a room. And many that you know about, lust, pride, disobedience, yeah, and many more, greed. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, make it impossible for me to give room for the dark kingdom in my life. The fire of the Holy Ghost, make it impossible for me to create room for the devil, for darkness in my heart, in my soul. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Make it impossible. Make it impossible for me to create room for the enemy. Do not allow me create room for the enemy in my soul, in my heart, in my mind, in the name of Jesus. Make it impossible for me to do that. From this moment onward, make it impossible for me to do that. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray the prayer point. Make it impossible for me to do that. Make it impossible for me to create room for Satan to find his way into my soul. Make it impossible for me to create room for the devil to find his way into my mind, into my tongue. Make it impossible for me to do that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, make it impossible for me to do that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And then the last prayer point. Now, if you know that, when you are strong enough as a Christian, you can take the battle into the camp of the enemy. Yeah. And they will not be able to take the battle into your own camp, which is what I explained earlier. They will not be able to take the battle into your soul, into your mind. Yeah, because everywhere is filled with fire. But then you can take the battle into their camp. Yeah, and that is another level in spiritual warfare. That is the higher level in spiritual warfare. When you are now taking the battle to them, and you're not telling them to leave territories, you're telling them to leave places. Every place they have occupied, you are taking battle to them, and you are telling them, get out of here. The head doesn't belong to you. The head belongs to God. Yeah, this person's life doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. And then you take battle to their camp, and then you start to claim territories from them. You start to chase them out of places they have occupied. Yeah, I pray that you get to that level in spiritual warfare. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, fortify me with power and strength to take battle to the camp of the enemy, to the gate of the enemy, to enter into the gates of the enemy and conquer them all. Fortify me with power, with strength to do that. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Father, fortify me with power, with fire, with strength to take battle into the camp of the enemy. To take battle into the realms of darkness, to take battle into the territory the enemy are occupying, and to waste them and take over the territories from them. Equip me now in the name of Jesus with power. Continue to pray like that. You need to know that every soul on earth, every soul of human beings on earth, they are territories of darkness. And to win a soul, you must take war into the darkness that are occupying that territory. You must take the battle to the darkness, to the demons, to the kingdoms of darkness that have conquered that soul. Begin to pray, say, oh Lord, fortify me. Fortify me. Fortify me. So many territories to conquer. And Christians are so lazy. Christians are so weak, and there are so many territories to conquer. The financial world, the financial system of the world is a territory on its own. Yeah, many territories and no one is conquering. Praise that God will fortify you. How many territories have you conquered? But for Jesus, territories here on earth, how many have you conquered? How many souls have you conquered for Jesus? How many communities, how many places, how many cities, how many villages, how many territories have you conquered? The internet is a world of territory. How many have you conquered? The Father, fortify me to take the battle to the camp of the enemy and whisk them home. Fortify me to take the battle into the realms of darkness and into the territories the enemy is occupying. Fortify me with power to take the battle to the territories Satan has claimed for himself. Fortify me to take the battle into those territories and chase away Satan and claim the territory for Jesus. Father, fortify me now. We know. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here. Raise up your right hand and I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your mercies, your love, your compassion, your kindness. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your dominion, your victory. Thank you for your nature. Thank you for all that you have freely given to us in Christ Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for showing us our real identity and how it is completely different from the human nature and the human life. Oh Lord, I ask that you help everyone here to stop clinging to the identity that is not their real identity in Christ. Help everyone here to start to embrace their divine identity in Jesus Christ. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the fire of the Holy Ghost shall start to burn in every part of you, in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. And you shall always be conscious of who you are in Christ. And of where you are in Christ. And you shall always fight against who you are not and where you are not. In the name of Jesus. The fire of the Holy Ghost that will make you to always join the winning side, which is the realm of God. To always stay in the spirit where victory is. The fire of the Holy Ghost that will make you to always walk in the spirit where dominion is. To always flow in the Spirit and flow with the Spirit. Let that fire begin to burn in you now. In the name of Jesus. Every deception that I've entered into your soul through the operations of darkness in your human nature, I decree that the fire of the Holy Ghost uproots such deception and lies right now in Jesus' name. Every negative voice that is deceiving you and telling you that the way forward into greatness is by becoming more carnal and becoming more worldly and more fleshly, I decree that the fire of the Holy Ghost arrest such voice right now in Jesus' name. Receive strength and grace to live the kind of life God created you for here on earth in Jesus' name. I pray that every captivity and oppression of darkness in your life receive destruction from heaven right now in Jesus' name. Everything going on in your life that is contrary to the realm of victory, and dominion that is in Christ Jesus, I decree that now they come to an end in the name of Jesus. Everything that Jesus rules over, from today you shall rule over them. Everything that Jesus dominates, from today you shall dominate them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray that when you fight spiritual warfare, you shall begin to do it with the mind of victory and dominion that is in Christ Jesus. You shall not do it with the mind of fear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. Amen.